alone. I said, go away. Do you not understand the meaning of leave me alone? What are you, an idiot? Sorry, Dad. I didn't mean that. I don't really want to talk right now. No, don't sit on the bed. Dad, could you just leave me alone for a bit, please? Wait. Are those... I thought you said that we ran out of chocolate cookies. So that I wouldn't eat all of them. Okay. I guess you can stay. But only for as long as these cookies last. Then you have to leave. Yes, you can sit on the bed. Can we not talk about prom, please? Yeah, I am home early. It doesn't finish for another hour. I just couldn't stand being there any longer. No, Mandy drove me home. Not my boyfriend. Yeah, he did do something, but I don't really want to get into it right now. Because it's stupid and dumb and just pointless high school crap that I'm not going to care about in 10 years, but it still hurts. It hurts so much, and I just feel so stupid. Yeah. I know that I'm your little girl, and everything that happens to me is important to you. And that you know I'm not stupid. Dad, I... Okay. So, everything started off fine, you know? It seemed like a nice night. I was having fun. I thought that my boyfriend was having fun, too. It was just prom stuff. Pictures, our friends, dancing, all of that stuff. But, okay, so I kind of wanted to do something special. We'd been together for a while, and prom is our last major high school thing together. So I left him alone on the dance floor to ask the DJ to play our song. I know, cheesy, right? But I was just so excited and so happy to be with him that night that I guess I just wasn't paying attention, or I'm just stupid, because I didn't see what was clearly right in front of my face the whole time. I couldn't find him back on the dance floor, so I looked around. He wasn't in the gymnasium at all, it turned out. So I went out into the hallway, and I found him all right. He was with the cheerleading captain, Heather, and they were I'm such an idiot. I mean, she's been flirting with him all year. I don't even know how long. to. It was stupid. You're just saying that because I'm a mess right now, Dad. No, I don't think that you care, but I just want to know why. Am I not fun enough? Is she just prettier than me? Cooler? I know it doesn't really matter, but I'm still curious. Really? I'm the funniest, prettiest, coolest girl you know. You know what my response is to that, right? You're my dad. It's in the job description to say that to me. It doesn't matter how many times you say it. I'm still not convinced you're saying that for any other reason than because you're my dad. But I mean, I wouldn't mind hearing it some more. Thanks. It's nice to hear, even if you don't really mean it. I'm right about one thing. What? Yeah, I know the whole dancing to our song thing. It was cheesy, but it would have been romantic. Oh, shut up. Like, you didn't do the same thing with your girlfriend in high school. I get my cheesiness from you. Oh, yeah. Well, who's the one who always picks Say Anything for movie night? Because it isn't me. You literally quote Jerry Maguire word for word every time we watch it, and I'm the cheesy one. It would have been nice, is all I'm saying. To have a perfect night topped off with a perfect dance. Instead, all I got was a cheating boyfriend and painful ankles from wearing these stupid heels all night. Yeah, I guess I did get these cookies out of it too, huh? I should just come crying to you more often. I do not come crying to you all the time. I can handle myself, thank you very much. You make me sound like a spoiled brat. I am not. Wow, what dad talks to their daughter that way? Especially the state that I'm in. You know what? You don't get any more cookies. They're all mine now. I don't care if I'm proving your point. You should know how to speak to your crying daughter better. You were doing a good job of cheering me up, but then you went and called me spoiled. So you don't get any more cookies. Oh yeah? And how exactly are you going to redeem yourself? Just calling me pretty again isn't gonna cut it. As much as I would like to see that happen, we both know that killing him is more for you than it is for me. What are you doing? Music? How is this supposed to make me feel better? My perfect dance? Come on, Dad. Haven't you made fun of me enough? You're serious. And you honestly think that you're not cheesy. I'm not saying no. I just think that I'm actually about to start crying again. Because you're like the best dad ever, even if you are a total dork. Yeah. Okay. I'll just shut up and dance with you. Can I rest my head against your chest? Yeah. Thanks. Your heart is beating so fast, Dad. That is not because of me. You can compliment me as much as you want. I'm still not going to believe you. You do feel really nice, though. I mean, like, I feel safe. It's nice to be in the arms of a big, strong man like you, Daddy. My hand in yours and your hand on my waist. It just feels good. Daddy, what's that thing that's... Oh. Oh my god. Wow. No. Dad, it's fine. Don't worry about it. I was just surprised. I had no idea that you would... I probably shouldn't have been standing so close to you. So that's what dancing with beautiful girls does to you, huh? Well, yeah. Now I believe you. You can say anything you want, but in my experience, that thing doesn't lie. None. I haven't actually had any experience. Well, I mean, not a lot of experience. I haven't had sex with anyone, if that's what you're worried about. And now I'm talking about my sex life with my dad, who is giving me a pity dance because I got cheated on. This is officially the saddest night of my life. No. I told you, Dad. It's fine. I get that sometimes it just happens to guys. You can't control it. I don't want to stop dancing with you. Yeah. I wouldn't want to give this up. My friends would be super jealous about this. I'm serious. My friends are freaking pervs. They talk about you all the time. Really, I'm serious. Every time they come over, it's always, "Hey, so do you think you could leave me and your dad alone for a few minutes?" At first I thought it was so gross, but now I kind of get it. I mean, it's like I said, you're big and strong, and you've got a pretty sweet smile. And you're, like, a proper gentleman and everything. My friends go crazy for that. They're always just talking about what it would be like to go on a date with you. And now, here we are. Me in my elegant red dress for prom, and you in your shirt and pajama pants, ready for bed. The perfect prom date. Oh. Sorry, I just, sort of brushed your thing there. It's fine, Dad. It's just a little distracting, is all. No big deal. It just seems to keep getting bigger and bigger. Actually, I think that your hand is a bit high. Yeah, let me just... Yeah. On my lower back, like that. So, what is it about me? You know, that's making you so, excited. You know, like, is it my dress? You weren't exactly happy about it before because of how liberal it was. It's pretty tight, so it sort of shows my hips and waist and my cleavage. Does that have anything to do with it? It would, wouldn't it? Or is it more because my breasts are pressing against your chest? Yeah, you're right. This is pretty inappropriate. I shouldn't be asking you these things. You're my dad. But, since you're already making tonight so much better than it was, there was one more thing that I wanted to do tonight, aside from the dance. To make it a perfect night, you know. I probably shouldn't bring it up. No, I definitely shouldn't bring it up. But you're so close to me right now. And you're so amazing and masculine and gentle and sweet and your boner is pressing against my stomach. Daddy. Before you do or say anything, I want you to know that I just put myself in a very emotionally vulnerable state by doing that, on top of all the other crap I've dealt with tonight. So if you do anything that's not kiss me back, then I'll be heartbroken and cry myself to sleep and hate myself for God knows how long for being so stupid. That being said, if you do kiss me, then I hope it's because you want to and not because I just emotionally manipulated you, because I'm your little girl and I know that you'll do anything to make me happy, but I also hope that you just can't resist me no matter how messed up it is, that you might be attracted to me, and I know that you're attracted to me because I can still feel your boner against my stomach, and I think it's gotten even bigger when I kissed you. I hope it did, because that means that you really liked it, and if you liked it, that means you're more likely to kiss me back. And please do or say something soon, or else I'm gonna keep talking, and if I do that, then soon enough I'm gonna end up crying, and if I cry, there's no way that I can ever... My friends would be so jealous. Touch me, Daddy. Yeah, move your hand lower. Right there on my ass. Squeeze it like that. No. Don't be scared. It's okay. You're not doing anything wrong. I want this. I really, really want this. Just keep kissing me and touching me. Please keep touching me. Just like that. The last thing that I wanted tonight, it wasn't just a kiss. It was a bit more than that. I don't know how messed up I have to be to even think about this, but... Daddy, I want you to be my first. I know, but you want it too, right? Because your boner is practically stabbing my stomach still, and your hand is still squeezing my ass, which feels really good. Yeah, I really like having my ass played with. Huh? So, does that mean... Yes, definitely. Go ahead. Take it off, Daddy. I'm still kind of nervous. I've never shown my body off to anyone before. Not like this, anyway. Yeah, but I was a little kid then. That doesn't count. I didn't have these breasts, or... Oh. You're touching them. No. Keep doing that. Keep kissing my neck, too. It tickles, but... It's making my body tremble. And it's making me so wet. Can I touch her? Wow. Even through your pants, that feels really hard. I never felt my boyfriend get this big before. I guess my daddy's just better. I want to take it out. Can I? No? Not yet. But daddy, I... Daddy, what are you doing? Showing off what a big, strong man you are. I already know that. Your cock is pressed up against my panties. Right against my pussy, please let me see it. Considering you were so hesitant before, you seem a lot more excited now. Where are you going, Daddy? You're kissing along my jawline. Now my neck. Yeah. On my collarbone. My tits. You seem to really like my tits. They're not as big as Heather's, but you don't seem to care at all. With that boner backing you up, your compliments mean a lot more now. Yes, I believe you. My tits are perfect. Oh, you're on the move again. Down my stomach, onto my hips. Now you're taking off my panties and stroking my thighs. Daddy, are you? You're not gonna. Oh my god. I've never. My boyfriend never. Daddy. Yeah. I like that. Can you keep doing it? The magic word. Really, Dad? How lame can you be? Fine. Lick my pussy, please. You happy? Yeah, that's nice. Just bury your head in there. Can you taste how wet I am, Daddy? I bet you can. I bet you never thought your little princess could get so wet. Neither did I. I've never been this turned on before. But having my own dad eating my pussy. Fuck, it's wrong how horny this makes me. And the way you're holding my thighs. Fuck. I just want to wrap my legs around your head. But I can't because you're too strong. And your hands are so firm. My pussy is all yours, Daddy. You can lick it for as long as you want. Please keep licking it. Wait. That's my clit. What are you? Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, yes, I'll call my clit. Oh, lick it, blow it. Just do whatever you're doing, Daddy. Your finger is so thick. Oh, fuck me with it. How do you feel like I'm being stretched out by just one of them? But I'm so wet. I'm so wet, so it's just sliding in. My pussy loves it. It just keeps sucking you back in. That's because it feels so good. Oh, you're making me feel so good. Fuck me with your finger. Stretch out my virgin pussy so it's ready for that nice hard cock. Stretch me out until I come. You want that, right? Yeah, I knew you did. You want me to come. You want your little girl to come all over your handsome face and fat fingers. Well, keep fucking me. Keep playing with my little clit and you'll make me come. Oh, fuck, Daddy, make me come. I'm gonna come. Oh, Daddy. I'm coming. So that's what it feels like. I could definitely get used to it. Would you look at that thing? Get on top of me, Daddy, please. Kissing along my body again. You're so lame. But it still feels nice. I never thought I would ever. Be in a position like this with you. Your cock is so big against my pussy. Your
gonna switch the teas, Daddy.
I can't take it anymore. I need you inside of me. I need you to take your little girl's virginity. Please, Daddy. Make love to me. Please. Oh, Daddy. Fuck. Keep going. Oh, keep going. Just stay slow. Yeah, slow like that. Fuck, don't stop. I want to take all of you. I can take it. I can take it. Just kiss me. Kiss me, Daddy. It hurts, Daddy. But it's good. I like it. Oh, your cock is so much bigger than your finger. Just took your daughter's virginity on her prom night. How does that feel? Yeah. I've never felt this good before either. I'm so glad I did this with you and not my fucking boyfriend. Sorry, ex-boyfriend. Okay. I think I'm good. Start moving. Yeah, make love to me. That's an amazing cock. Fill me up with it. Yes, God. I'm so fucking full. Keep filling me up, Daddy. Make my pussy take it. Oh, you've got such a worried look on your face. Don't worry. I like it. No, I love it. Yeah. It hurts, but it hurts in the best fucking way possible. Just keep giving me more cock that I can fucking handle. Faster. Fuck. Fuck. Faster. Your little girl only deserves the best, right? Cause I'm a spoiled little brat. Well, that includes the best fucking sex ever. And only my daddy can give me that. So come on. Give it to me. Oh yes. Fuck yes. Fuck. This is the best fucking night ever. I love you. I love you so much, Daddy. I love your cock. And I love your fucking muscles. And how much you take care of me. And those fucking sexy lips. which aren't even kissing me right now for some reason. Fuck. Wait. You're about to come. No, Daddy, wait. Don't come yet, please. Stop. Just stop for a bit. Get off me and turn over. Just do it. Yeah, that's better. I've been wanting to do this ever since I felt that cock through my dress. Let me repay you for earlier. Here's some kisses against your sexy jawline. Not your neck. Down to your chest. One for each nipple. Now your ridiculously hot stomach. Until we reach this piece of perfection that we call a cock. So, remember when I said that I haven't had a lot of experience? Well, this is where my little bit of experience comes in. Yeah, I've been a little bad. Sorry. But maybe that will just make this better. So why don't I show you what I've picked up? How's that? You like seeing my lips wrapped around your cock? The head, the shaft. Thank you, Daddy. Your little girl always strives to be the best in everything she does. I was also taught that I shouldn't neglect the balls, and yours are pretty hard to miss. My daddy's balls in my mouth while I stroke your shaft, pumping your cock with my little hand, keeping you nice and hard so that you can keep fucking me. I'm so fucking happy right now. I love taking your cock in my mouth. My juices on your cock taste so fucking good. I've never taken anything down my throat before, but you want me to try? Yeah?
Okay. I'll do it for you, Daddy. You better be proud of me. That's harder than I thought. Wait. One more time. I've got this. Fuck. That was kind of fun. Are you proud of me, Daddy? Okay. So for my reward, I'm going to ride this cock until we come. Is this another nice view? My tight little 18-year-old body over you, ready to bounce on your cock until I can't take it anymore. From the way you're rubbing my ass, I'd say that's a yes. Okay, it should be easier this time. I'm just going to line up your cock and... Somehow knowing that this thing was just in my mouth just makes this feel so much better. Why are you sitting up, Daddy? Oh, you just wanted to grab my tits, huh? Is that it? I know you wanted to do something else while I rode you like this. Oh, yes. Okay. That's really nice. Suck on him. Fuck. Yeah. Okay. And thrust up into me like that. Oh my god. I thought the girl was in control and she was on top. Oh no, it's amazing. Don't stop fucking me. And touching me. Fuck, do whatever you want to me. I'm close to coming. Yeah, you are too. Are you gonna come with me? Please come with me, Daddy. No. I'm not on the pill. My ex was supposed to use a condom, but I don't give a fuck. I just want to feel my daddy's cum inside me. Don't you want that? To fill up your barely legal daughter's cunt with your hot cum. You like how that sounds, right? Yeah, you want it? Oh, then do it. Come with me, Daddy. I need it. I love you so much. I love you so fucking much, Daddy. I want your cum. Every last fucking drop. I'm getting close. I'm gonna come again. I'm gonna come again. I'm gonna come. I'm coming. I'm coming. That was insane. Oh, I can't believe that just happened. I thought that I would feel a lot worse. You know, now that we're out of the moment, I would start really regretting it, but I just feel... oh, tired. That's comfortable. I'm just gonna use your chest as a pillow.
No, you don't get any say in it. It's my reward for making you come so hard.
Okay. Maybe I'm just a little bit spoiled.
Yeah. We might still regret it in the morning, but I guess we'll see. If we don't, then... Well, I guess we'll see what happens then too, won't we?
Whatever happens, just know this. Even after everything else that happened, tonight was perfect.